Hello. You're listening to the Hammond Cast Show on KYOU Radio, 1550 AM on the dial in San Francisco, California, and on Apple iTunes. John Hammond at the microphone, coming to you from San Francisco today. And I just returned from the NAMM trade show in Anaheim, California. The NAMM stands for National Association of Music Merchants. And all the instrument manufacturers were on hand, and Apple computers and all the plugins companies and just everything that you can imagine that has to do with the music business. Everything from accordions to zithers and in between. And it is the sister show of the Frankfurt Music Messe, which we also attend every year. And we're getting ready to go back over to Germany and do that show as well. So what I'm going to do, the first thing on the show is go to a recording that I made last month. Just last month I was in Germany recording my new album in Hamburg. And just after we wrapped the recording session, 2 days in the studio at NDR Radio, we did a live radio broadcast from a brand new club called Music Club Live. And I've got some really wonderful musicians on the band. Sandra Hempel, who is a rising star in the Hamburg jazz scene. I played a lot with Sandra when I was living in Hamburg, and she's back on the band, and she's excelled really far on the guitar, so you're going to hear her play some really clean and bluesy licks. Wonderful player. And the first time on the band, Frank Della on tenor saxophone, member of the NDR Jazz Big Band, and he was just tearing it up. And our good friend Heinz Lichius on the drums, my main man, who is on my new record that we just recorded there at the NDR. We're going to be releasing it in a couple of months, and it's called the NDR Sessions Project. So let's go to the Music Club Live and hear a bluesy thing that we opened up the show with that was originally recorded by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. This tune is called Moanin'. And it goes like this.
Und jetzt geht es los mit dem großen, berühmten John Hammond.
Dankeschön, Ralph and Axel, and guten Abend, meine Damen, meine Herren, and guten Abend, Hamburg. Yeah.
Thank you.
San Francisco, California, and that was live in Hamburg, Germany. John Hammond at the microphone and at the Hammond organ with the group there at a brand new club called Music Club Live. At least it was live when we taped it, don't you know? Okay, by special request, I'm now going to play the second part of our Denny Zeitlin interview and some of his great music. Denny Zeitlin is one of my very favorite piano players, and he's much more than a piano player. He's a composer and a physician practicing psychiatry in the Bay Area for many years, and he's got over 20 albums out since 1962. And I met up with Denny, Dr. Denny Zeitlin, at the recent IAJE, that's the International Association of Jazz Educators, event in New York City. So let's go to that interview now in New York City. I bring to you on the HammondCast show, Dr. Denny Zeitlin, in our interview. And some music from Denny. Here we go now.
Hi, this is Denny Zeitlin, and you're listening to HammondCast on KYOU 1550 AM.
Dr. Denny Zeitlin. Off the top of your head, what was one of your favorite trio formations over the years?
Well, you know, certainly the current one looms large because I'm so involved with Buster Williams and Matt Wilson. We've been playing together now for almost 4 years. And they're fantastic, but I have had some wonderful experiences in terms of recording trios. My first trio album was with Cecil McBee and Freddie Waits, and that was a wonderful trio for the album called Cathexis on Columbia. But then I started working with Jerry Grinnelli on drums and Charlie Hayden on bass, and that was, I thought, a super trio. We did 2.5 albums together for Columbia. After that, I started getting involved in an integration of jazz, rock, freeform, and electronic music. and Mel Graves on bass and George Marsh on drums were people I worked with for almost a decade.
Right.
Then I got back more into acoustic trio music again, started playing a lot with Peter Donald on drums. He's a wonderful drummer. Mm-hmm. And Joel DiBartolo was a bassist. And Fred Warrington, Tom Warrington, wonderful bassist. And so those are some of the people over the years I think about that I really loved working with.
All right.
I feel real fortunate to have had such good people to play with.
Yeah.
Even when I was going to college and medical school, I would find good people. I was very lucky that way.
Sometimes I feel like I'm chasing those moments, you know, and trying to recreate them, you know, just to keep you going until it can happen again. And then you have another starting point, you know, to something else to keep you going till the next one, you know. So can you remember or just relate one or two of those moments that you felt were that one of some of the highest moments playing that keep you going and keep you into music over the years?
It's actually a tough question, John. I mean, I've really
Is it that way every time?
Well, I mean, I can't say it's that way every time I play. I don't feel I'm always playing my best. I don't think anybody, you know, plays at that level, including someone like a John Coltrane. But I do feel that I've been so fortunate to have contexts and players to play with that it pulls the best out of me very frequently, so that I would have great difficulty singling out a few times over the years. It's more the sense I have of gratitude that I've been in contexts where I've been able to reach that merger state that I talked with you about earlier, where I really lose the positional sense of myself. I don't even have that much of a physical sense that I'm playing the piano. I feel more like a conduit for the music, and that at its best, I feel like we're all in the audience listening to this stuff together. And that is a tremendous high for me. And again, I feel fortunate that the contexts and the players have favored me with that opportunity to reach that state.
It's a wonderful place to be, and obviously it's kept you very well centered, and you look really healthy and happy, and you know, it's really great to see that you've carried on so far with the music and everything else that you're doing professionally and personally, and here you are, man, you know, the Big Apple again.
Well, it's nice to be here at IAJE. This is always a great four-day thing to
great event.
You know, be part of this international cultural event.
Right on. You're the best, Danny. Thank you for the interview. And
John, thank you for having me, man.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to one of these trios of Dr. Danny Zeitlin. This is from the album Slick Rock. The tune is entitled You and the Night and the Music, with Buster Williams on bass, Matt Wilson on drums, and Dr. Danny Zeitlin at the piano, right here on the Hammond Cast Show on KYOU, 1550 AM on the dial. San Francisco, California. Yeah, that was fantastic. Beautiful. Denny Zeitlin, Dr. Denny Zeitlin, and his trio playing You and the Night and the Music. That's from the Slick Rock album on the Max Jazz label. With additional musicians in the trio, wonderful Buster Williams on bass, and Matt Wilson on drums, and Denny Zeitlin, one of my favorites, at the piano, right here on the Hammond Cast Show. It's great to have him on the show here at KYOU 1550 on the AM dial. Yeah. I'm going to play one of my tunes for you now. This tune is entitled White Onions. Yeah, I love them on my pizza and my hamburger. That's the name of my record label, Hamburger Fries Records. I'd like to remind you to come to our website when you're surfing around the web, and that's hammondcast.com. All this music is available if you look on Apple iTunes or at your Tower Music or Virgin Megastore. This one's from my album entitled Late Rent with the boys on the band. Great Bernard Pretty Purdy on the drums. Chuck Carter on congas. Alex Foster, tenor saxophone. Barry Finnerty on guitar. And myself at the Hammond B3 organ and the bass. White Onions on the Hammond Cast Show, KYOB. John Hammond at the organ and the microphone. Here we go, there's Barry on the guitar. Yeah, yeah. Saturday Night Live band. For many years now. Yeah, yeah. Send in those emails, everybody. You can find us on the internet at hammondcast.com. Yeah. That's almost it for me, folks. And I'd like to remind you just one more time. You've been listening to the sounds of the Hammond Cast Show. John Hammond, your host, here at the microphone and at the organ with the band. Thank you very much to our special guest, Dr. Denny Zeitlin, and the musicians who played with me live in Hamburg at Music Club Live. Sandra Hempel on guitar. Frank Della from the NDR Orchestra on tenor saxophone. And Heinz Leisius at the drums. And myself at the brand new Hammond XK3 organ. Yeah. Stay tuned to this station, the only station in the nation with the open source programming. You'll hear some fantastic shows like the one and only Podman. You know they don't call him Podman for nothing. And our good friend Corey James and the Red Jazz Show. And a lot of incredible, fantastic shows that you would not hear on the neighboring stations. Stay at this place on the dial, folks, 1550 AM. This is John Hammond, member of Local 6 and Local 802 Musicians Union. Remember to call your musicians union the next time you need a band for your special party or event. Or if you're getting married, I play a mean wedding march. So give me a holler. I'm in the book. Thanks for listening, everybody. It's John Hammond saying bye-bye now.